Hello, and welcome to another audio blog post from stateofsecurity.com. Today's blog post is brought to you by PsyHunt Sandcat Hybrid. It is a very, very powerful PHP source code scanner that finds vulnerabilities like SQL injection, cross-site scripting, and a variety of other common problems. You can find out more about it at PsyHunt.com. I'm your host, Brent Houston, and joining me today is Teresa West from Microsoft. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at MSI?
Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa West. As Brent said, I'm a project manager for MSI.
And how long have you been project managing at MSI?
About 5.5 years now.
Excellent. Now, I know we've sort of changed the process of how we do project management here in the last year or so. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how the new system works and what customers can expect when they interact with us?
Sure. We found that customers want to stay up to date on what we're doing and where we are in their project, but many times that needs to be an asynchronous process. They may not be available when we're available to give them a status update. And so although we want to keep our customers in the loop every step of the way, we needed a tool or a mechanism by which we can keep everyone up to date on a daily basis, but not impose on their very busy schedules. And so we began using a new software tool about 1.5 years ago. It is a collaborative tool, and it allows both the customer and the MSI engineers to communicate throughout the day in various mechanisms and methods, whatever is best for their schedule, and to be as involved as they want to be in monitoring the process of our engagement.
Now, I know, you know, we're big fans of 37signals work here, and I've talked about their work a number of times on the blog. So we are using their Basecamp tool, and I think one of the most powerful things about that tool is that they can get their updates in such a wide variety of ways, right? There's email and RSS feeds. There's all sorts of interesting sort of data mashups that they can use to get their updates. How many folks are taking full advantage of those tools?
Most all of our clients appreciate this tool and use it throughout the engagement. We can upload information via our shared project management site. We can exchange information or emails. Most folks, I think, tend to use the email update. But as you mentioned, Brent, there are lots of ways to get the information processed to you, and customers use a variety of these methods.
I just think it's a really cool sort of platform, and I think in general, the feedback from customers has been excellent. What have they been telling you about the project management piece?
Well, they really like it because they can get their daily update, and they can see it or hear it whenever they have time or are in that place where they're getting their daily updates and understanding where their workloads are. One other exciting thing about this tool and about project management at MSI is its extreme flexibility. We can adapt and utilize the Basecamp tool to pretty much fit any customer's needs in terms of their project management landscape. So if you have specific needs, daily timelines or a need for daily documents, we can customize all of our interface to meet exactly what you need.
I think that's a pretty cool thing. Now, I know, you know, originally for years there were customers that were asking about sort of a web-based interface for data management and project management. And one of the things that really always concerned us was publishing technical vulnerability data in that format. My understanding is we do not do that through Basecamp. Can you talk a little bit about that policy?
Sure. We have found that we can keep clients up to date and that we can manage their projects without ever publishing any of that critical data. There are so many other means and mechanisms by which we communicate with customers when it comes to confidential data and information, but Basecamp is really a good tool for just providing status updates and for helping teams on the customer side know where we are in the process. When there's critical data to share, though, there's always the telephone and more secure and encrypted means of communication.
That's fantastic. So we're really using it for what it is best applied for, and that's logistics information in the project.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. If you were about to engage with MSI from a customer standpoint, are there a couple of things that really can help an engagement go much smoother and maybe some powerful tips that you could give about just how to get the most out of these tools in the project management process?
I think the most important thing is providing the information necessary in the beginning. That gets us off to a very smooth start and keeps the project flowing. The customer order form is an important part of what we do, and we ask that you complete the order form so that we know exactly what we need to do and deliver for you. Spending a little bit of time on that on the front end certainly helps us deliver exactly what you're looking for on the back end.
Excellent. I want to thank you so much for joining us today for this quick sort of audio blog post. And as always, Teresa, it's a great thing to work with you. I know I get such fantastic feedback as I'm talking to customers about the project management process since the change and about how friendly and helpful you are to work with. So it's very good that we're hearing those things, and we certainly appreciate all of the hard work that you and your team have performed to put this together.
Well, very good. We enjoy what we do.
It's fantastic. So this has been another audio blog post by Brent Houston from statusecurity.com, and it was brought to you by SciHunt SandCat Hybrid, the PHP source code scanner. As always, you can find out more information about security and other topics related to information protection at microsolved.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again. Stay safe out there.